This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We're continuing in Daf Hashavua L'Masechta Nedarim, Daf Pei Zayin, Mamish Gishmaka Amad. We're trying to get ahead a little bit. No, there's a shaila in halacha. You'll have to say this Gemara is Gishmak. Actually, it stems from Rashi in this week's Parsha. Rashi says, Parsha Zu Yafe Nidreshes. But the Gemara says, you're now to say, Shmua Zu Yafe, Shmua Zu Eino Yafe. There's a question, are you even allowed to say Shmua Zu Yafe? Because that implies Shmua Zu Eino Yafe. But Derech Hispailos, you're allowed to say, wow, that was an amazing Torah. Because you don't mean to imply that something else is not amazing. You're just saying, okay. Anyway, the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if your wife made an eder and you thought it was your daughter, or vice versa, or she made an eder benazir and you thought it was bekarben, or vice versa, or she made an eder again on te'inim and you thought it was grapes, or vice versa, you have to do it again. So the Gemara said, lememra deyani oisa davkuhu. Does this mean that Yoni Oisa is Davka? V'hagabi kroim. But when it comes to tearing clothing for a mess, d'chsiv al, where there it says on. Where does it say on? In Shmuel Beis, Parak Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Tiyud Beis, the Pasuk says, d'chsiv al Shaul v'al Yehoinasan, that David ripped his clothing over Shaul and over Yehoinasan. Which is mashma, that when you do kriya, you have to be mechavein who you're doing kriya for the specific person who passed away, v'tanya. And we learned in a braisa, even though it says al, amrulei meisav, they told your father died, v'kara, and the guy writes kriya, v'achakach nimtza benoi, and it turned out to be his son, yatsi they kriya, you yotze. So that means even when it says al, where you're supposed to be mechavein for who it's for, if you had the wrong kavana, it's still effective. So too, even if you're going to say Yani Oisa is Dafka, but if you were mechavein for the wrong thing, it should still work, just like by Kriya. You know, it's amazing when the Gemara makes an analogy from left field, where the Gemara is comparing Hilchos Nadarim to Hilchos Kriya. But the Nakuda is the same. The Nakuda is that when the Torah says something should be designated for a purpose, if you don't have the right intent, it's still effective. So Gemara says, Amri, they said, Loikasha, it's not shver. Habistam, v'habim afayrash. When do we say that it's effective by kriya, not where you tore for the father and it turned out to be the son? You tore stam. They told you stam. They didn't tell him that your father died. If they told you the father died and was a son, then it's not going to work. You know what the case is? The case is, they said, you know what? Someone died. And the guy figured, someone died. It's probably the father. And turned out to be the son. When do we say, by Nadarim, where you thought it was A, and it turned out to be, it's not effective. If by Kriya, you thought you were told father and it was son, it's also not effective. It's they told you someone died. You thought it was father. You interpreted it as father, and it turned out to be son. So then, that's why it works. V'hatanya, we learned in a braisa. Usually, v'hatanya is a question. Here, it's benichusa, meaning it's a support. Amru lai meisav, they said your father died. V'karni tor kriya v'achka nimtza v'nai lo yatsi de kriya. But amru lai meisav, they told him someone died. Kesara Aviv, we thought it was the father, Vikarni Tor Kriya, Vakach Nim Sabanai, then Yatsa Yidei Kriya. It's the only thing that's very doichek, because the Braisa says, Amrulai Mesa Aviv, which we're interpreting it to mean, they told him someone died, and he interpreted it as their father. It's not what it says. We have to be madchek it. Let's look in the Ran. The Ran says, "Vahagabe kachem dechsev al shol v'havelan lameimar." There you should say the al davka, that al is davka shikru l'shem hameis v'loy sheyite ba'achar. That you should rip it for the mace and not make a mistake with someone else. But I feel hachi, nevertheless, Tana, it was taught, Amrulai, if they said to him, mace aviv, father died, v'karav, achakach nimtza b'nai, yatsa yidei kriya, ama al lav dafka. So we see al is not dafka, chinami lema oisa lav dafka. By Nadarim, where it says yani oisa, also that should be lav dafka. Says Gemara, like kasha, habistam habim mefaresh, Hadetanya Amruloi Mace Aviv Vikara Yatsa. That which we learned in a Braisa, they said to him, your father died and he did Kriya. Lav Dafka Vishamaloi. Beferush Mace Aviv. It's lav dafka, they told you explicitly the father died. Ela kisha amrulai, bisha amrulai, mace. They said someone died. Visavar Aviv. You thought it was the father. Venim tsabanai, vahayatsi de kriya. Avo bimafarish, but if they explicitly tell you, shamrulai, mace Aviv, vikara al das kain, la yatsa, da al dafka. Al is dafka in that sense. Vichika tanu amrulai, mace Aviv, lav dafka. V'hatanya, then Ran says b'nichusa, the davka b'stam yatsa, avo b'mefarish la yatsa. Masnisin d'ktani hareza yachsar, v'yafer b'mefarish, sh'amru loy b'feirush nadra ishtav nimsa shehi bitay, d'v'hachi hay vaday loy mahanya b'hafara. It should certainly not help by hafara. Now, then it would come out, by the way, if they just said your wife made another stam, and you interpreted on anovim, and it turned out to be Te'inim, then it would work. Now, I have no understanding of that. I don't understand in either case why, if you need to be Mechavein by Kriya, let's say, who cares if they told you it was the father and they tore for the father and turned out to be the son? Who cares if they told you Stam? Who cares what they told you? If you need to have Kavana, then either whether you were misinformed or you were misinterpreted, either way, you had the same lack of kavana. I don't understand why it's better if you weren't misinformed, you were just misinterpreted. I don't know why that's better. I don't have an understanding. It sounds like it would work both by Nadarim and by Kriya. Fine. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says, the reason Ravashi doesn't like the first answer is because it's very lavdafka. It's very doicheg to read. Meislai Aviv means they told you someone died stam and you interpreted Meislai Aviv. So Ravashi Omar, it all depends. It depends whether kan betoich kedei dibor, kan la'ach kedei dibor. In the Braisa by Kriya, it's talking about you, let's say we're told your father died, the father died, and you raised Kriya, and you found out toich kedei dibor of your tearing that it was your son. So toich kedei dibor of your Kriya, you found out the right information. So it's like you corrected it. But here in the by Nadarim, you didn't find out it was Anovim until Achar Kedei Dibor, Kan Lachar Kedei Dibor. Ha de Ka'amrit, now, and it reiterates, Ha de Ka'amrit Yatsi De Kriya. That which it says, Yur Yotze De Kriya, Shinim Sabit Benoi, B'Tar Kedei Dibor. You found out it was your son, Tar Kedei Dibor. Ha de Amrit Lo Yotze De Kriya. When does it say, you're not Yotze Kriya, La'achar Kedei Dibor. V'hatanya. And again, we learned, v'nichusa mishiyishoy choyla b'tech b'esoy. If you have a choyla in your house, v'nas aleif, and the choyla fainted, uchemeduma shemes, you thought they died. V'kara, you did kriya. And then it turned out they're still alive. You know, like they say, What would you like them to say? You know, so what would you like them to say about you at your hesped? Me? Hey, look, he's moving. You know, so that would be the preferred hesped. But that's the case over here. The guy fainted. They thought he died. He did kriya, and then he died. You're not yoytzi the kriya. Amar Reb Shem ben Pazi, Amar Reb Shem ben Levi, Mishem bar Kapara lo yishana ol shem eslach k'dei dibur. Avatar k'dei dibur, k'dibur dami. Look in the run. Rav Ashi Amar kan b'tar k'dei dibur, kan lach k'dei dibur. Rav Ashi lo yasal laflugei aha dina. Rav Ashi is not arguing on the previous din. The bestam, that by stam it works. The vadei moidebe, the yotzi dei kriya, because we have a braisa that supported that. Da braisa muchacha hachi behedya de bestam yato v'chai gavne nami b'nadara mahanya hafara v'hakama ela d'chihechi d'lei nidchik navshin de braisa. He only said this so we shouldn't have to imadchik the braisa, the k'tani, where it says amrulai, they said to him, meis aviv, the father died, and we have to interpret it that no, they said meis stam, and you interpret it that way. Lav dafka parik shinuya. Lav dafka, meaning so that you don't have to madchik the brisa that it says meisay aviv as lav dafka. Rav Ashi parik shinuya chini gave another answer. You could have a case where they told you outright wrong information and you're still yaitza. Kol shahidi uhu shuhu benoy tarik kedei dibur lekriyasai. You have it, that you're Yoytzeh. If they told him it was his son, Tach Kedei Dibur, of your Kriya, V'chi Haigavna Nami B'Hafara V'Hakama, it's affected. Demas Nisan D'Ktani Yachser V'Yafer. When the Mishnah says you have to do it again, that's when they didn't tell it to you in time. Kisha Amr Lai Acher Kedei Dibur. D'Hafara Rishayna Shahay Sabitai. When it says you have to do it again, is when they told you Acher Kedei Dibur, who the relative, that it was your daughter and not your wife. V'hatanya b'nichusa, aval b'tach Kedei Dibur ein choyzer v'koyreya. Tach Kedei Dibur, you don't have to rip again. Shafal pisha b'shasha kara adayin loymes. Even though at the time he did kriya, the guy didn't die yet. Right here, he tore kriya, and the guy was really alive. V'lo have a kriya klal. And the kriya that you tore was meaningless. But Baruch Hashem, he died just at the right time, so you don't have to tear another shirt. You turn to the guy and you say, you know, Yasher Koyach, thank you very much. You bailed me out. I was worried for a second you were alive, you know? I was a mamish, had anxiety that you were breathing. Baruch Hashem, you stopped, you know? Kivan Shemez Tokadei Dibur Kamanda Kara. Hashtadam, it's like you tore now. Ki kari nami bit. So we're extrapolating, just like if you completely tore prematurely, but if the guy died tachkadei dibur, it's effective. Ki kara nami bitos. If you tore mistakenly, shayasavar shameslam lay mesachi, you thought someone else died. Inami hekim, or you affirmed a hefer bitos. But kivan sheyada tachdei dibur mahanya. Now, says the Gemara, v'hilchasa toich kedei dibur kedibur dami. The halacha is toich kedei dibur is kedibur, but there are a few exceptions. What are they? Chutz mi megadef, except for someone who curses. Kaviyachal, the Ribbono Shalom, Chas v'Shalom, or Va'oyved Avodas Kochavim, somebody who serves idols. What does that mean? Meaning, if somebody curses Hashem and then Torah Kedei Dibur, he says, "No, just joking." Now he's finished. Here, the Rosh says, "Afil Chozer by B'Torah Kedei Dibur Katlin Onle." Let's say someone's Mekadesh, a woman, and he's Areya Mekadesh, is Leave the Vazir, that's Moshe of Yisrael. Just joking! No, pal, the joke's on you. That was not a good joke. You're now married to this lady for the rest of her life. Or if you divorce the woman, there's no retracting even Tach Kedei Dibor. Why? Why? Says the Ran. The Ran says on the fifth wide line, this is not a legislated Ran. Don't tell anyone. Vula yadana maishnahani. We know the Rabban Hachi. Why are these different? Why are these four things you can't retract? The Ran says a davar oyoyim v'noira v'nira be'enai. That by shar mili that are not so chamor, tearing kriya, being made for nadarim. A person, you know, a person could do it. He's semi spaced out. Or when you're davening Shmona Esrei, the guy is 99% somewhere else, you know, 99.9% elsewhere. So we say, okay, you forgot Yav Yava, as long as you got it in Tach Kedei Dibor. Hai kish adam oisa oisam loy begmar daitehu oisa ala daiteh shiocha lachzer boy. He's not doing it with full das. He's not doing it full far, so he's sort of like hanging on to it that he could retract. These things are major endeavors. Blaspheming Hashem, marrying a woman. You're not going to do them unless you're completely, decisively, full-heartedly going to try to accomplish it. And there's no retracting. That's an amazing svara. Okay? Now, there are certain things in life you can't say, I didn't really mean it. I didn't really mean to marry her. Yeah, you did. It's not something you do without some serious forethought and planning. Zok de Mishnah, Amra, koinam te'enam da'anavim, elu shani tayames. If a lady said, I asked her the figs and grapes that I'm eating, kiyem l'te'enim, if either her father or her husband affirmed the neder on te'enim, kulei kayam, the whole neder is affirmed. Says the Ran, Amra koinim te'enim anovim, elu shani temes, kiyem l'te'enim kulei kayam, afil anovim. He's upholding even grapes. He can't annul it anymore. However, if the father annulled te'enim, it's not annulled until he knows the grapes also. Now, what does this mean? Does it mean if he annuls the figs are not annulled until he annuls the grapes? Or does it mean, of course, the figs are annulled, but we don't say, like we do by Hakama, that if you annul one, everything is annulled. The other thing is not annulled until you annul the other thing. Look in the Ran. Inu mufra chiyafra aflanovim. Inu mufra la'anovim ad chiyafra lahem beferosh. For the grapes, it's not annulled. Aval te'inim shehefra mufra. The figs are annulled. Lashnacha inu mufra klal. It's not annulled at all. Afil te'inim. Because there's no such thing as annulling partially. Afil te'inim shaloi kol himne lahafra miktasi. You have no ability to be made for partially. Amra koinam te'en. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Amra koinam te'ena shani te'enes va'anava shani te'emes. Let's say she says, I asked her the fig that I'm eating, the grape that I'm eating. So she said regarding both that I'm eating. Hare elu shnei nadarim. These are two separate nadarim. And therefore, if he's making one, it doesn't affect the other. And if he was made for one, according to the opinion that usually it's not effective even for that one, here it is effective for that one because they stand by themselves. Says the Ran, Amra koinam te'ina shani te'emes anav shani te'emes hari lo shani adarm lav lamemra she'itzarcha afara l'chol echa ve'echad bifnei atzmai. it doesn't mean to say that you need to annul each one. Dashnei nedarim hafara achas lahen. Ketanya b'toisefta. It doesn't mean you can't be made for both at the same time, because we know if you have five nedarim, you could be made for all of them. But what it means, if you're made for or kayim one of them, then that has no bearing on what you do to the other. If you're mekayim one, the other one could be annulled. If you annul one, okay, that's annulled. It doesn't have an effect on the other one. Says the Gemara, Mani Masisim Zemishna go like, Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanya, Isha Yikimenu V'Isha Yifeirenu. It says the husband affirms it, the husband annuls it. Amra, if she says, Koinim Te'enim Anavim Elu Shani Toyenes, Kiyim L'Te'enim Kulay Kayim, everything is upheld. Hafer L'Te'enim, if you annul the Te'enim, Einoy Mufar Sheyafer Afla Anavim. It's not annulled until you annul the grapes as well. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Look in the Ran on the top. The whole nether is not mufar. We say by hakama dim kiyem miktsasa kiyem kulai. So no, here we don't say the whole nether is mufar. Only the te'enim, or even the te'enim is not mufar, like we said on the Mishnah. Inami einu mufar klal afilu te'enim chmei shekasavta b'mishnah seinu. And we're going to see Rabbi Akiva disagrees with that, and we'll see Mirtz Hashem next week. Next week we'll probably have to do it Monday, and probably a little bit earlier on the end, then maybe even late afternoon. I have a wedding Monday. Okay, we'll see. And then we'll see, okay?
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.